Hey, guess who's back from shocker, another hiatus? That be me, that be a boy, Josiah. You guys can tell I have just not done this podcast in a while, but I am back for real this time, and I'm actually going to be filming more episodes because I am now on summer break. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yeah, so in the last episode, I was coming back from a different hiatus, and in this episode, we're also coming back from a hiatus. But the difference between last time is that I said I was gonna film new episodes, but then never did because of a thing called spring classes. Whoo, child, these professors this semester. Ooh. I don't know what the college did. I don't know what changed, but that was just a lot of assignments and a lot of schoolwork. And we also didn't get a spring break, which was very rough on my mental health. Yeah. And just, that with all the other things that have happened in the last 4 months just really takes a toll in all caps, like a big toll. Like you go across a bridge and you get like paid a toll at the toll bridges in my area. Here. But anyways, welcome back to It's a Poll Thing. So if you guys are listening to this podcast right now and clicked on the episode, you may have noticed there is a new logo, a new cover. And I wanted to do this because for one, I'm trying to like revamp the podcast, film new episodes, get some amazing new content out. I'm actually planning on having guests in my episode soon because now I am fully vaccinated as well as a lot of people I know. So we can do podcasts in person again, which is honestly amazing. I am so happy to start having people back on my podcast because I think it's just a lot more fun and a lot more easier to like film whenever I have people on my episodes, and I'm potentially also looking for a co-host. So stay tuned for all that, y'all, because it's about to be great. It's about to be great for real this time, and I really have some amazing plans for episodes. Actually have like the next four episodes drafted out at this moment in time as I'm looking at my notes. Like, so we are for real doing more episodes this time. But I am coming on this episode today to basically explain this hiatus and to explain why I'm actually going to start filming episodes this time. So, if you guys are new here, welcome to the podcast. Here we just talk about basically anything. Like, we kind of talk about anything on this podcast. And when I started out this podcast in 2019, we started with the College 101 series. And I like to do, I don't know, I'm like a series-based podcaster. And also a podcaster that just also talks about random things, which is like every podcaster. So I don't know. We at first did a series called College 101, which was basically like me giving you like College 101 because a lot of my audience is college students just as myself. So I thought it would be perfect. It was like the summer before my sophomore year, and that series actually turned out great. It was one of my favorite like things to do on this podcast. And then we also did current events. Because a lot last year we ain't even gonna we let's we don't mention last year, but a lot of stuff happened. So we did a current events series, which I'm gonna be actually getting back into that. I'm gonna be doing new episodes of that soon. I have a couple other series ideas coming soon, so it's just gonna be a great time here, and I am glad you have decided to listen today. So welcome. We have a lot of fun. When I do episodes by myself, it gets very, very jumbled. Because a lot of times, I'm just talking to myself. I mean, I'm talking to you guys, obviously, the viewers, the listeners. But, like, in a sense, I am sitting at my desk in my room with my MacBook open, recording myself. So, yeah. Oh, yes, she got a new computer. She's wealthy now. I don't know. You know what's so funny? There was always this like joke about MacBook users on the internet that like they're the ones who like go into like coffee shops and they just like plop over open their computer and they're just like tippity tap, like the MacBook users that come into like the 8 a.m. classes and their MacBook is just open and they're just... I'm one of those people now. Now I'm one of those people. Anyways, see, like I said, I get off track sometimes, but that's just me. That's how I am. And I'm always happy to be myself on this podcast. And even for my guests and my co-hosts too, I always invite them to be themselves and to like, because what I think is like being your most genuine self is like the best thing to be, because ain't nobody want to be fake. Ain't nobody want to do that. Facts, T. Facts, no printer. but yeah, so we're going to get into the talking points today. For one, I just wanted to like introduce everybody back to the podcast, my returning listeners and my new listeners. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's going to be a great time here. We're going to have a lot of fun. If you're driving, be safe. Watch, if you, particularly if you live in Indiana, watch out for Indiana drivers today, especially because people will turn left in an ongoing lane when there is a turning lane that they're supposed to get into. This is based on a personal experience from this morning. So I went to go get coffee or whatever, because I was like, I need coffee. I need to like do this assignment, because I'm taking an online summer class, but it only goes until the end of June. So I was like, I need coffee this morning. And so I got my coffee. I'm driving back home. This person in front of me is using a straight lane to turn left. Like, you can't use this lane to turn left. So I'm like, oh, they're slowing down. At least they put on their signal, because otherwise I would have not had enough time to stop if they did not put on the signal. Some people should not have a license, but anyways, that's tea, that's facts, no printer. but yeah, let's talk about the first 4 months of this year, because child, if y'all thought last year was crazy, this year is just as equally crazy. There's a lot going on in the world right now. There's a really bad situation going on. If you guys have been keeping up, I am going to get serious for a second. If you guys have been keeping up with the news and stuff like that, which it's not, I feel like it's not being talked about enough, is the Israel and Palestine situation. Just be thinking about like what's going on over there, and you know, just like things that are like going on around the world right now. Especially India with this pandemic, like things are like really, I think we're in a really weird stage of the pandemic right now, because in a lot of places, cases are going down, but in India, it's, like, gotten really bad, because they don't have the, you know, same access to, like, hospitals and stuff like that that we do here, and they don't have, like, the same amount of, like, resources that we have here in the U.S., and so it's just been a really crazy situation that's been going on in the world, and I don't know, there's just a lot of stuff to think about right now, and 2021 has been crazy for those reasons. so hopefully, we just need hope in this world and like peace and like better things. I will say with the pandemic in the US, it's a weird situation, because now the CDC is like, if you're fully vaccinated, you can take off your mask, except in A, B, and C situations. Which is, like, if you're in an airport, a hospital, stuff like that, or, like, businesses that require a mask. For me, I'm fully vaccinated, but I choose to still wear my mask because I don't trust people. I don't trust the honor system, because now all the I'm going to go off for a second. All the anti-vaxxers are like, oh, according to the CDC, I'm fully vaccinated. Girl, no. Where's your vaccine card? You got your card on you? Are you fully vaxxed? Are you? Like, they weren't wearing their mask in the first place, so, like, why would they do it now? anyways, tea, facts, no printer. I don't know how many times I'm going to say that in this podcast episode. And that's also the thing about me, too, is that, like, sometimes I go off on tangents. So, like, please let me know if I ever get too that's not a word. I think it's a word. I don't know. Anyways, my brain's a little bit jumbled. I got this caffeine going through my system right now. But that's why I like doing this podcast, because I like just, you know, speaking my thoughts, speaking my mind. But yeah, nonetheless, the first 4 months of 2021 were insane. It is May right now. I actually just turned 21 this month. Whoop whoop. She's an adult. She now has the horizontal driver's license. Not that I just thought of the driver's license song. I got my driver's license. Also, there's a thing, I don't know. I don't know. I get into this habit sometimes where I say things in cursive, and some of my friends just like look at me weird when I do that, but I'm like, I like speaking in cursive. I wonder if I did a whole podcast episode in cursive. Oh my goodness. Anyways. So yeah, first 4 months of 2021, wild, insane, nothing shy or different of last year really, except I guess the state of the pandemic. 'Cause like, I think we're getting to a point in America where things are going to see, I don't even know. 'Cause like, this thing is so unpredictable, and like, there's still like variants and stuff like that too. So that's kind of why I still wear a mask, because there's like variants and stuff like that. But like, we're in a stage of the pandemic where it's like, half of people are like still wearing a mask, the other half has like just stopped caring about the pandemic in general. And I don't know, it's like a weird state right now where I guess I feel like herd immunity will come at some point. I just don't know when. I don't know. Like I said, weird state in the pandemic. Other than that, another big reason why I have not been posting podcast episodes, and as I mentioned earlier, spring classes. Let's just talk about this for a second. Let's just spill the tea. So fall semester was like busy, right? No. Spring semester was where it was at. Spring semester. So how it went, so my classes started online in January. I only had one class that I was taking online. And the pace was good. There was like a decent amount of work. And then my other three classes started in February. And I was like, oh boy. We got things we gotta upload every week. We got discussions we gotta participate in. We got project deadlines left and right. You know, the art major vibes. And there's also a lot of things I did this semester as well. I actually applied for my BFA program for digital art, and I got in. Congratulations to me. Congratulations to the homie. I'm really excited about that, because this means that next year I can start with my advanced digital art courses and like start building myself as an artist, which I'm really excited about. I'm really happy to be in this major that I'm in right now, because I actually switched my major from marketing to digital art when I was a sophomore. No, I did that when I was a freshman. I've been in college, I just finished my 3rd year of college, but I feel like I've been in college for like a long time, but also a short time at the same time, because like I really haven't been in college like that long. It's like it's only been 3 years, but in some cases it feels longer, some cases it feels shorter. I don't know, but yeah. So I got into my BFA program, which I'm really excited about. But other than that, these spring classes, they were just something else. We didn't even get a spring break, so a lot of my time was spent focusing on school. I barely uploaded vlogs either, which is what I was going to get into next, is I'm still uploading on YouTube, and I'll like post things on Instagram or TikTok here and there. But other than that, I don't really post much on social media. I kind of just look at social media, but I'm not the one who like really I don't really post a lot of things unless they're like informational or important at this moment in time, because I have just been like so focused on like trying to like do good in all my classes, trying to get my work done and stuff like that. I don't know. Being an art major has made me like, I don't know. I've always been a hard worker. I don't know. Is this a flex? Am I bragging? I don't know. I guess I've always been like hard working, because you know society tells you to be hard working, which is like actually really toxic. I saw this YouTube video by this YouTuber. Her name is I don't know if anybody watches her. This is a plug, but I don't know. Y'all need to watch like Hannah Elise, I think is her name. And girl, she had this video about like why productivity culture is like toxic and stuff like that. And I totally agree. Y'all just need to watch that YouTube video. But yeah, it had me thinking about that video, and I was just like, yeah, like productivity is so toxic, and like society tells us to like work hard and things like that. So I've just always been like a hard worker and stuff like that. And sometimes I push myself too much, which I've definitely noticed this semester, because it's kind of like my mental health has been like, You know what? Like I said, with all the things going on, plus the fact that we're the, you know, it's the fact that we're still having online school in the middle of everything going. I don't know. I don't know. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? You know, Black Mirror. You know, this Black Mirror season six. We are living in Black Mirror season six, which I didn't. I thought, you know, Black Mirror season six. I thought they were gonna like have another season. No, we are the season. But anyways, yeah, so again, this spring semester was just rough, but I passed my classes with all A's and like one B plus, which I was really like happy about. And yeah, and not a lot of people ha got to like not a lot of people did as well because, you know, just classes being online, so much like work expected. And you're just kind of expected to work hard on the time and just like run on caffeine and energy drinks, and that's not that's just toxic. I don't know. We need it. We need to change. We need society. We need to do something. I'm woke. We need to do something. But anyways, let me sip my coffee real fast. Ooh, okay. Y'all probably just heard that because I got my ear pods in and. The microphone is like right next to my face. I'm so sorry. I'm probably not gonna edit that out either, 'cause I don't know. When I make my podcast, I don't really edit a lot of things out, 'cause I save editing and cutting for my YouTube videos, 'cause editing and cutting, oh my God, it takes so long, but you have to have the patience to do it, which is why I do it with my YouTube videos. But I don't have as much patience when it comes to like editing podcast audios. I just kind of go with the flow type thing. But yeah. Next, I got vaccinated for the Panorama disease, the virus. yeah, so I got the two doses of the Pfizer, and I got my first dose in like the beginning of April, and then my second dose was like towards the end. So I'm going to talk about that experience a little bit because there is like a lot of like vaccine hesitancy going on right now. And you know, the one way that we're going to get out of this pandemic is if people like go and get vaccinated. And obviously like there are valid reasons as to like why somebody can't get the vaccine. They have an allergic reaction. They don't. The second reason valid in some cases, I guess people don't feel as safe about it, getting it because they think it's like too new, quote unquote, or I don't know, they just like have a history of allergic reactions to vaccines. So that like those are both valid reasons. But there's also the other side of that, and it's the anti-vaxxers. Ooh. I'm not getting no hold my impression of an anti-vaxxer. Ooh, we're gonna go off. We're gonna go off for a second. I ain't getting no microchip in my body. I ain't getting that Democrat jab in my arm. I ain't getting that Fauci ouchie. Oh my goodness. Anyways, I don't know. Anti-vaxxers are so funny to me. Like there's people who like validly have reasons to not get the vaccine, and then you just have anti-vaxxers, which is like a whole nother conspiracy type world thing. I don't know. I don't know. People are funny, but also scary at the same time because there's like people who actually believe that, you know, the vaccine has like a microchip in it and that it's gonna like poison them or something. I don't know. It's just really strange and like kind of shocking actually. But according to science, according to like literally experts who have done years of research on vaccines like this, like literally people have spent months researching this. The vaccine is safe and effective. I know there's millions of people who have gotten both doses and they're thriving right now. Like they're honestly thriving. The vaccine it's not meant to be 100% effective. It's like when you get the flu shot, it's not meant to fully protect you against the. Because there's like a big misconception that, like, oh, what's the point in getting the vaccine if I can still get the virus? Well, it's the same thing as getting the flu shot. It's supposed to prevent you from it's not 100% going to prevent you from getting it, but it's going to prevent you from having more severe symptoms or like possibly getting sick and dying if you do like get the virus. If that does that make sense to me? Does that make sense to like y'all? Because it makes sense to me. But yeah, so basically that's kind of like why we have the vaccine is so like if you get the virus, you're not gonna like have severe symptoms like you would if you did get the vaccine, or you're not gonna have things like, because there are things like long COVID and things like having symptoms for like months after. Because like this is a new virus, we're learning things about it every day, like every week, every day. Like there's variants, so I think it's just really important to. My personal stance, it's really important to get vaccinated. And if you have not been vaccinated and do want to get vaccinated, you should go get vaccinated. And yes, I am speaking to the anti-vaxxers as well, which they're not going to believe me. But you, I don't know, people just need to get vaccinated. Like, please. Like, there are clinics. Like, fortunately, in the US, we do have access to a lot of clinics, and the vaccine is free. You just have to, like, give them like your insurance card and stuff, but like, yeah, get vaccinated. Next, I wanted to talk about my new addiction with TikTok, which that's it's not even a new addiction with TikTok. I'm not even gonna lie, we're not even gonna front. It's just my TikTok addiction has emphasized just in the first 4 months of 2021. TikTok was a lot of the reason why I didn't get enough sleep at night. TikTok, I don't know. TikTok has been seen. There's been a lot of. I don't know. I feel like there's been a lot of things happen with the platform that are like. Hold on. I don't have Rona. I had a cold last week. I got tested. I'm negative. My throat just gets a little bit dry after a while. After talking for a while like that. But yeah, so I think TikTok was one of the ways I got through the first 4 months of 2021, just because of like the content on there. I don't know. It's I look at the comment sections sometimes on there, and I'm just like, y'all are mean, but child, y'all are really, really. I don't know, Gen Z, like me and fellow Gen Zers, we are something else. Like we came up with terminology such as bussin' to like represent that something like tastes really, really good, you know? You know how revolutionizing that is that we're coming up with like all these new terms that don't make to any they like they don't make sense to any other generation but our own. Like that's just so funny to me. That's literally like so funny to me. Like this thing bussin', like this coffee I have right now is bussin'. Oh, there's another audio right now that has me cracking up. It smells sour, like funky. This year has been sour like funky. Really sour like funky. Okay, I'm gonna stop. And yeah, it just kind of like, which is the next topic I wanted to talk about. It kind of just like, there's been so many interesting social media trends like throughout this entire like past year. I don't know. Like, y'all remember like back, I did say I was not gonna talk about last year, but I'm gonna briefly mention a part of last year. So y'all remember when whenever we like first went into like lockdown quarantine season Joe Tiger King era. Yeah, so like people were doing dances on TikTok to like kind of cope with the quarantine and stuff like that, which it's been really interesting to like see how people are using social media to like kind of like social media in itself is like very overwhelming. It can be like a very overwhelming thing for a lot of people 'cause society, I don't know, this is getting like a deep conversation, but society expects a lot from people. But also, like, social media is used as like a coping mechanism, too. It's like we've seen all these new dances like emerge on TikTok. We've seen, you know, people make whipped coffee as like a trend to like have something to do during quarantine. I don't know, it's just been really interesting, and it's cool to see like different social media trends and stuff like that. And to just see, I guess, the power that it has in a sense too, to make people more aware of things, to like bring things out that maybe like the news doesn't cover and stuff like that. So I think that's been just like really important for all of this overall. But yeah, so just to sum up this first part of the episode, because I am about to take a break. First 4 months of 2021, undeniably, I can't even say the word, they've been the most interesting 4 months of my life, I would say. These spring classes have been interesting. Social media has been interesting. I'm happy to have been vaccinated now and to have a lot of friends who have been vaccinated. It's been such a revolution, and it's, I can't even speak today. It's been such a, like, a revolutionary, like, year in both good ways and bad. So yeah. But yeah, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to be talking about the present and kind of like the future of this podcast and what plans I have for summer, hot girl summer, yas. And yeah, we're just gonna get into more discussions and stuff when I come back. So I will see you guys after this little break. Hey y'all, so welcome back from the break. I hope you guys enjoyed that little, like, segment and stuff. Yeah. So now we're going to talk about the present. So what am I doing now? Like, what am I doing with my life? You know, what's going on with me? I'm here. Hey. So I just turned 21. But my 21 birthday was pretty, like, laid back, pretty chill, because, I don't know, we're still in a panorama, so I don't, like, bars are open and stuff, but I still don't, I feel weird about going to bars still and, like, going out to, like, really crowded areas, I guess. I don't know. So I had, like, a really laid back 21st birthday at home, had a, like, couple, like, wine coolers, like, nothing, like, extremely strong or anything, so, yeah. Pretty laid back 21st birthday. I enjoyed it, though. Right now I'm taking a summer class, so I'm taking a art history class about women and gender, which has been so fascinating. But girl, our professor, like, is giving us so many reading assignments, and I'm just like, girl. But it is a summer class, it's short, it's condensed, so there's just, like, a lot of things to do every week. But I'm actually really enjoying the class so far. It was expensive. Let's talk about this for a second. Why college is so expensive for no reason, you know, America, capitalism, things like that. But yeah, college is really expensive. The summer class was like almost $1,000. Ridiculous. Like, for an online class that's only 6 weeks long, and there's no, like, we don't even meet. Like, we just have, like, discussion forms, and we just have to post things and do the readings and watch the lectures. That's it. That's basically it. So why am I paying $1,000? Why? But anyways, I am enjoying the class. The content's, like, super interesting. And I think, I don't know, it could be another topic for another podcast episode. But it's just, it's so wild to me to, like, see how, you know, just men, like, why do men? To see how men have just, like, restricted access to so many things for, like, women and non-binary artists, and just, like, women weren't allowed to, like, we're talking about the 19th century right now, and women basically weren't allowed to do a lot, and there's still a lot of restriction today with stuff like that, and it's, like, there's obviously been progress and stuff, but, like, still, why do men? Anyways, that's another topic for another episode, so we won't really get into that, but that's basically kind of what we're talking about right now. It's just, like, the restrictions women artists face, and, you know, just what kind of artwork they created, how they, you know, they showed femininity and empowerment and stuff like that, and it's just a really fun class. So I'm also going to be planning to film and get some new, like, if you guys have been keeping up with me on Pol J Vlogs, I actually had a new video just come out about the spring finals week, and I'm hoping to, like, start vlogging some more too as I go into summer a little bit more. I'm going to get into this a little bit later, but I'm actually heading to South Carolina in 2 weeks with two of my friends that are fully vaccinated. So I used to be a big proponent against traveling during the pandemic, but the way we're doing it is like one of the safest methods of travel. So we're actually going to be traveling there by car. We're going to have very limited interaction with people outside of our group. All of us are bringing a mask. Like, we're still going to be wearing a mask when, like, we need to, if there's like a lot of people around and stuff like that. So that's the only reason that and that's the only reason why I'm traveling is because it's three of us, like three fully vaccinated people who are staying away from like other people who might not be like vaccinated yet. So that's the only reason why we're traveling. And also 'cause if you live in like the Kentucky Anna area, like girl, there's like nothing to do around here. Like, it's in the middle of like the Midwest. We have a river and a city. We have Menards. That's about it. I mean, we have like decent coffee shops and stuff in this area too. Like, there are things to do, but I think the ocean is kind of just better in my personal opinion. So that's kind of like why we're going out of town for a few days. Also, this is like also happening in the middle of my summer class as well. So I'm gonna try to get. I'm glad she has it set up to where we can like complete the assignments on our own time, because I'm gonna have to like kind of work ahead these next 2 weeks to make sure my assignments are done, so I'm not like doing my summer class like while I'm on vacation, because that would kind of suck. Because one of our days we're supposed to, I guess we're gonna talk about South Carolina right now. So one of the days we go, we're supposed to be at like the beach all day. So I'm really just trying to get like this summer class stuff taken care of before that. The class ends at the end of June, but we're going like the first couple days of June. We're gonna be like out of town for like almost 4 days, 3 to 4 days, something like that. So I'm really excited. I've not traveled in such a long time, especially because of the, I think I would have traveled more already if we weren't in a panorama. But yeah, I haven't traveled in like maybe 2, maybe 3 years, probably more than that. I don't really travel a lot, so I saw this as a great opportunity to just, get out somewhere, but doing it like safely still, considering the fact that we aren't in a panorama. So I'm really happy that we're doing it this way and we're not like, whatever. Next, I recently got involved with an organization known as the Kentuckiana AIDS Alliance, which has been such a cool organization to like, kind of do things for a little bit. So we recently just had this like walk in downtown Louisville, and I was able to like document and take photos of that and take video. So I saw that as like a really exciting opportunity. Hopefully I'll get to do some more stuff with them soon. So that's something I did recently, was just I worked with a local organization. I don't know, I love working like locally in the community and just like getting out there and like helping people do things, which is also like why I have the jobs I have right now as well. Right now I still work with Instacart and Shipt, which it's been good, but the driving everywhere is getting kind of old because I've been doing this since December, and now just kind of like driving it everywhere and putting wear on my car, it's kind of getting old. So I'm hoping to find another type of job soon, because I love helping people. I love helping people grocery shop and get their things. Like, I really do love helping people. That's kind of like what most of my jobs in my life have been about. But it's getting to a point where I'm just like tired of having to drive everywhere and having to go to the grocery store all the time. I don't know if any other Instacart or Shipt shoppers feel like this, but there's some days where you're just like, I really don't want to go out. There's like a ton of other people out on the road, and I'm gonna have to like drive to the store, drive to the person's house, and then go to another store, and then go to the next person's house. It's a bit laborious, not gonna lie, but it's like laborious, but it's also like one of the least stressful jobs I've ever had, but also the most stressful jobs I've ever had, because like for these jobs, you're like on you're really on some time crunches for some of these orders. So it I don't know, it's been interesting to like have both of these, but I'm almost ready to like find something else that doesn't mean driving all over the globe, which is a little bit dramatic, but like low key, you are putting a lot of miles on your car when you do jobs like this. But a lot of times the tips you get are worth it, and the services you provide to people are extremely helpful and a lot of people are really thankful for you helping them out and stuff like that. So I enjoy it for those reasons. I talked a little bit in the last segment about the new CDC guidelines and the mask debate. Personally, again, I'm still wearing my mask, even though I am fully vaccinated, when out in public, just anywhere, because I don't trust the honor system. I don't really fully trust people yet to be like, hey, I'm fully vaccinated. Right now, a lot of people who have not been wearing their mask and have not been following CDC guidelines are using this as an excuse to, like, not wear a mask. Because, like, they already weren't wearing a mask before, but now they have more of a reason to not wear a mask because they're like, oh, I'm fully vaccinated. I'm like, okay. See, because the honor system, like, you can't, like, in the honor system, you don't show people your vaccine card. You just trust what they tell you. And that's just not, why am I going to trust the same people who are putting them gas? Hold on. I saw a video about this. Why am I going to trust the same people who are putting gas in bags to also say that they are fully vaccinated? That just don't correlate. What? Hold on. Let's talk about the gas shortage real fast in the southern United States. Ooh, the South, hunty. The South. You know what's funny? I'm literally going to the South in 2 weeks. I'm scared. I'm scared, to say the least. I am a young queer college student who is a Gen Z college student. I'm scared of going to the South. But anyways, like, so basically what kind of happened is that there's a pipeline system in the South, and, like, they were hacked by, like, a Russian server or something crazy like that, and basically it shut down all their operations, and so people were like, oh my god, we're gonna run out of gas! And so they started panic buying gas, and then the people who started panic buying gas are the ones who actually caused the gas shortage. Because even though the Colonial Pipeline's operations shut down for a little bit, there was still plenty of gas to go around until people started panic buying it and putting it in plastic bags, which this country, the United States, ooh, we ain't united, ooh, ooh, the effects of colonization are still very strong. You know, it's, I don't know, Americans are interesting, this country's interesting. You know, people putting gas in bags, refusing to wear a mask, you know, trying to tell women what to do with their bodies. Tea, facts, no printer. There's a lot of things I could talk about, which could be topics for other episodes. Because there's just, again, there's a lot that's happened this year. But back to the present, which this is the present. To kind of flip the switch here, I wanted to just, like, talk about a bit for, like, I guess, who I'm grateful for at the moment, you know. Because despite all the bad, there has been some good this year, and I'm really happy to, like, be living with my family, to have, you know, supportive parents, and to have really supportive friends, and stuff like that. Like, y'all, just happy, happy times, trying to think of happy times, trying not to think about people who put gas in bags. Oh, chow, woo, who would have thought, first it was toilet paper, and now it's putting gas in literal, you know what you're doing by doing that? Like, you, I'm so perplexed, I'm about to start beatboxing. But, yeah, I'm really grateful for my friends, and they know who they are. Hey, I love y'all, y'all have been so great, and even the listeners, too. I'm so grateful for, like, even if I don't have that many listeners, like, I'm grateful for all of you, you know, just people that watch my content and enjoy my content on YouTube, like, people that love when I post my artwork and stuff like that. I'm just really grateful for good people, so I'm really grateful. Next, I wanted to talk about my plans going forward and, you know, kind of just, like, what my plans are for school this coming fall semester, which I don't even want to think about next school year. Like, we just finished the school year. I'm taking a summer class right now. I don't even want to think about school, but I do want to talk about like kind of what my plans are with all that. But first, I wanted to talk about, because I mentioned earlier in this episode that I was looking for guests and possibly a co-host for the podcast. Whoop whoop. So yeah, in a couple for a couple episode ideas, I do have plans to like have other people on this podcast, like other people who are like fully vaccinated and stuff. So I'm really excited to like start having people on the podcast again, because it's honestly just better when you have somebody like talking with you, so like the ideas can like kind of bounce back and forth and you're not getting like all, I don't know, I get really jumbled up, as you can probably tell when I do these episodes on my own. So I am just really excited to like have people on the podcast and to hopefully have a co-host. I'm trying to look for a co-host to like do some of these episodes with me, and yeah, it's some exciting things are coming for this podcast, and some exciting topics, some more things to ramble about, such as, people putting gas in bags. Sorry, I will not get over that. I will not get over that, 'cause that's wild. That who imagine like going back to 2019 and then somebody telling you, so we're like imagine somebody in 2019 tells you, so we're supposed to trust people who put gas in bags to also wear their mask. Like imagine just hearing that in 2019 with no context. I would have been like, what? What? Girl, what? Huh? What? Oh, okay. Like, I literally, y'all know that video of Trisha Paytas when she's like in the car and she has like the chicken sandwich and she's like, what? Like, that's literally how I would have been if somebody told me that in 2019. But here we are. Interesting world we live in, for real, for real. I don't know. This planet kind of ghetto. I'm ready to go. Maybe we do need to like start a colony on Mars. But look, let's not colonize another planet. I look. What we aren't gonna do is start colonization on another planet. 'Cause T, facts, no printer. We're not about to like tell people. We're not about to like hop up on some other planet until like the. We're not about to get on the other planets and tell the Martians, this is our planet now. You have to follow our laws and policies. Girl, honey, no, we ain't doing that. Because we saw what happened with that here. We saw what happened with that here, and I'm just not, no. Anyways, I'm also trying to think of an uploading schedule for this podcast too, because I think I still want to like upload on Saturdays. I just don't know what time, because previously, I was doing like Saturdays at 1 p.m. for the podcast and then Sundays at 1 p.m. for the vlog. I think I'm still gonna stick with that, but I'm not for sure. I might switch it around, or there might just be episodes that come up on random days. So I guess follow me on social media, because I'm gonna post to whenever I release new episodes so that you guys know about it. But still trying to work on like an uploading schedule, like a more persistent one. But for right now, it's I would say Saturdays at 1 p.m. is when you can expect new episodes. And I wouldn't say every Saturday either, because I am still getting back into podcasting. There may not be a new episode every week. But I'm hoping to get out at least like maybe two, to maybe anywhere from 2 to 4 episodes per month is what I'm aiming for right now. New episodes are going to be like a mix of any topics. And I'm also going to continue the current events series and some other like series ideas that I'm doing. I also have a new series coming out soon. Let me look at my notes here, because I have my computer open and I want to see what my plans were for that. So let's see. Nope, not that thing. Oops. Oh, I started using Notion. This is not sponsored, but I started using Notion and it's great and it helps me stay organized. Notion, if you want to sponsor me, this is your chance. Let's see, series ideas. Oh, okay. Yeah, so we're going to be doing more episodes of current events, especially because there are a lot of current events that I've been hinting at in this episode, like people putting gas in bags. Look. I know I keep saying it, but that's just the craziest thing I've ever heard. Another thing I want to do is like, and it's an analysis thing. So I'm like a visual learner, but I also have an analytical mind when it comes to like things like social issues, maybe things that are talked about in shows or television and stuff like that. So I want to do like a series where I analyze different TV shows and like different things that are like going on and like social issues, So we're gonna be doing that series, which I'm actually really excited for, because I have a series on Netflix that I just watched, and there's a lot of things to like talk about when it comes to that series. So I'm gonna be talking about that pretty soon. It's summer again already, which is crazy to me. Well, actually, it's May right now when I'm recording this, so it's like really the end of spring, but it's basically summer because it's like already in the 90s and the trees are like fully blossomed and like the cicadas are coming out and stuff like that. So yeah, it's basically summer now. So probably some new episodes of Summer Mindfulness coming too. And yeah, even with these series as well, I'm gonna be including some guests for some episodes on these so I can get their perspectives on topics that we talk about with current events or things that we analyze and stuff like that. I'm also gonna be starting a new series, maybe closer to the fall when I get back on campus to talk with other people who are art majors. I'm gonna be doing a series called Artist Inquiry in Inquiries Inquiries Inquiries. I need to figure out how to say that word. Anyways, I'm gonna be doing like an artist series, and basically what that is like I'm planning to have maybe a couple of like art majors like me or a couple artists hopefully come on the podcast, and they kind of just like talk about their work and you know what their work's about, what like topics they explore, and just talk about themselves as an artist. Because if it's something I really enjoy, I've really enjoyed podcast episodes where I hear artists talking about their work and just like I guess their influence and stuff like that. So I kind of wanted to do something similar with that, but have like a whole series for it. So stay tuned for that. I gotta see who can be on the episodes for that and who would feel comfortable, I guess, talking about their work and stuff like that. So stay tuned. And to introduce that series, I might talk about my own work and like what I'm doing, because like I am too an artist as well. I'm going for digital art, which I'm so excited about that. Digital art is just photography, video work, video film, all that stuff is so cool. We'll talk about that in Artist Inquiries. I want to do another series called Smash or Pass, or just a series where I like rate things on like a scale of 1 to 10. I have another series idea called The Disconnect. I'm not sure what that's going to be about yet. And then another series maybe called Eggs in a Basket. You know, the saying, I have all my eggs in a basket. I don't know. I just have a lot of ideas for different things to do on this podcast. And I'm really, as you guys can tell, I'm really excited about doing new episodes about these awesome things that are going on. And yeah. But yeah, that's basically what's going on with that. My next topic was going to be South Carolina, but I already talked about that. Oh, next year I'm probably moving out of like my family's house, which is going to be really exciting because it'll be my first time as like, actually no, it'll be my second time as an independent adult kind of living on my own, because the first 2 years that I was at IU Southeast, I actually stayed in the dorms on campus, which our dorms were basically apartments. And if you guys watched the College 101 series, you'll know that. That was a fun time. And I was supposed to live on campus again this past year, but obviously like COVID happened and then they had like all these like new restrictions and stuff. And I live 15 minutes away, so I thought I'd save a lot more money staying at home and commuting, which I really did save a lot of money by doing that. And then lastly, I want to talk about sort of, I made this bucket list for summer, and I kind of do this thing every summer to see how well I stick with it. I made a bucket list last summer and I only sticked with half the items on that list. So hopefully I do better with that. But yeah, I'm just gonna go over kind of like a bucket list thing that I have right now, things I want to do this summer. For one, I want to try a new boba place. Like, I've never had boba tea before, and I really want to try it. And there's this new boba place that just opened in my city, and I'm gonna go try it probably next week on Wednesday. So I'm really excited to go there. I don't know why I said the exact day. Anyways, I'm trying boba next week, so that'll be fun. So that's already something I can like start to cross off my bucket list. I want to do something. I don't know. I've had sort of like the same hairstyle and appearance for like the past however many years. And so I'm thinking about like changing. I'm thinking about dyeing my hair in August. I promise y'all, I'm doing okay. My mental health has actually been the best it's been in a while right now, but I just want to like change my hair. I don't know. Like, I promise I'm not going through it. I just want to change my hair. I guess that's like a bucket list thing to do. I have this memoir that I'm reading right now. It's called, here's like another plug to this amazing author. I'm reading this memoir right now that my older sister sent me. Thank you so much for sending me this book, by the way, if you're listening to this podcast. Thank you, because this book has been really awesome to read so far. I need to read it some more because I'm still at the very beginning. I'm only in the second chapter. I haven't really had a lot of time to read it because now I'm doing my summer class, but I'm going to start reading this some more soon. But it's called How We Fight for Our Lives, and it's by, I believe his name is Saeed Jones. And he's basically like he's a queer black author that basically kind of just talks about, you know, his journey as like a young black gay man from the South, and he kind of like fights to carve a place for himself and his family and kind of just like perseveres. I don't know. Y'all need to read this memoir. It's really good so far. And yeah, so my goal is to just kind of like finish reading that memoir, like to finish up reading it and kind of to just like feel impacted by it, I guess. I don't know. I want to learn some new recipes and I guess tips about budgeting because I needed, like, I've gotten way better at spending recently, but I want to get even better. So I just need, I'm probably going to try to do some budgeting tips at some point. Try some new recipes. I need to clean out my closet too. I'm looking at my closet door right now and I just know it's a mess behind there. I have so many old clothes from high school and I have a lot of clothes I need to donate and I need to change my wardrobe. There's a lot of things I need to do. I'm hoping to do some more photo shoots this summer as well. If you guys follow, I actually have an art account now. I was going to mention that as well. I have an art account. It's called, if you follow me on Instagram, it's at Pole3, but digitally spirited. So that's my new art account. I'm going to be posting a lot of my work there, and you guys should check it out. And then any new photo shoots I do this summer, which I'm definitely going to be taking a lot of photos, especially when I go to South Carolina. I'm bringing my camera with me, which is going to be awesome. I'm also going to vlog in South Carolina, which I'm also really excited about because that'll be some. I don't know. I'm going to have some good content coming out soon. I'm just really excited for that. Obviously, another bucket list thing is to film new podcast episodes. And because that's on my bucket list, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to do it. And I'm holding to that. I'm holding to that because it's there. I have it highlighted so I can do it. So, definitely, again, new podcast episodes is a number one bucket list thing to do. Another bucket list thing is to finish my summer class with at least a B to an A plus. Because I'm telling y'all right now, like, the class is easy, but the quizzes, like, for the quizzes, you really gotta know what you're doing. And they're timed. And they're, like, a big chunk of the grade. So, like, y'all pray for me, because some of these quizzes have been, woo! Like, most of it's essay questions, and a lot of the content is actually pretty easy if you've been, like, doing the stuff in the class, like, the PowerPoints and stuff. But, like, I really just need to do good, because this is my only class this summer. So, like, a large chunk of my GPA is probably gonna be weighted from it. So, fingers crossed, I need to pass this class with like a B or a B to an A. An A plus would be revolutionary, but my lowest I'm aiming for is a B, because if there's like anything below that, there's a chance that I'd have to retake the class. And I'm not trying to retake this class because I love the class, it's interesting, but it is loaded with information and I don't want to take this class 2 times. So that's like one of my bucket list things to do. This is another thing I might want to do too. I have so many like social media outlets, but I also want to do new blog posts. Like, I haven't posted on my blog in well over a year, and I don't know, I guess I just have things I want to talk about on there, so hopefully some new things with that as well. If you guys want to follow that, it's called The Pole Concept. If you just search The Pole Concept in like a search tab, you should be able to find it. I may link it too in the description of this podcast episode, so try to look for it there too. If I don't mention it, I'm sure I'll have it linked somewhere. Yeah, but that's basically my bucket list. So we have a lot of things I want to do this summer. I'm gonna have a lot of time to do it, especially in July when this class ends. I'm gonna have a lot of time to like try and get these things done, because I want to stay like productive, but not. I don't want to be like overproductive, but I want to be like more productive this summer and to just like get things done while also like working and like doing this class. But yeah, that's kind of brings me to the end of this episode. I really talked about a lot of different things, but this is kind of just me catching you guys up from my thoughts on this year so far, what I'm doing, what my plans are, just things going on in the world, stuff like that. So I hope you guys enjoyed. I know it was like kind of all over the place with the topics, but I hope you guys found this episode entertaining. And yeah, I'm at 30 minutes with the second segment, so this is probably gonna be a long episode. So I'm gonna go ahead and end this episode. Stay tuned, some new episodes are coming soon. I think the next episode I want to do, I'm planning on doing a summer mindfulness episode next because I want to continue with that series. Hoping to talk about self-care, safety, and more things like that. So, yeah, stay tuned. And yeah, thank you for listening to It's a Poll Thing. I'll see you guys in the next episode.